Shalom. Last week, someone came to Rav Shalom and told him that he's in huge debt and that he doesn't know what to do. And that someone offered to him a wonderful suggestion that if he's going to take that, after a few months, he won't have no debts anymore and he's going to have a lot of money. So he asked from Rav Shalom permission to do that. So Rav Shalom told him, there is no time, concentrate in tshuva, in hafatza, there is no time, Mashiach is here.
Wow.
So, nice, huh?
So, the power of Duma.
So,
Rav,
what?
I have a power of Duma, he's 6 months old. Serious, not joking. No. They have a Bar Aduma now, he's 6 months old, they have to wait until he's 3 years. They're watching him, they're guarding him.
Many Bar Adumas before this year also in
America.
4 years, 5 years, they've had
an army.
So, immediately after I heard it, I took myself to the field, Baruch Hashem, Rav Levivot Siyun, and I was crying to Hashem, please, Rabbeinu Sholam, don't let Mashiach come. Please, Rabbeinu Sholam, don't let Mashiach come. Please, Rabbeinu Sholam, don't let Mashiach come now. Please, yet. We want him to come. But not yet.
We don't want
to wait. When Mashiach is going to come, no more Baalei Teshuva. And if you haven't completed your Teshuva, so you cannot complete your Teshuva. And no more Gerim means if there is someone still in the process of Gerut and they're doing for him hard time from the Rabbanut, and he haven't completed his Giyur process, so he's outside. And there are thousands of people that haven't completed the Tshuva process. And hundreds or millions of thousands, millions of people, hundreds of thousands or millions of people that haven't even started the Tshuva process. And we cannot, if we're in, let's say we're in, yes? Let's say we're inside. We cannot go on that train without our brothers. We cannot. And that I said to one of my friends, that I'm rather to stay with my sins, with my avonot, with all of my lackings, and to know that I still need to complete my tshuva than to imagine to myself that I'm righteous. It's a lot better to know where you are and to stay with Am Yisrael. Before that, a man is growing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing him, like we learned it a few times in Likutei Moharan. Before that, Borei Olam gives something, he needs to test the person in a big test that's going to be equal to what that he wants to give him. If really you're about to receive something great, also the test is going to be great. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered to Moshe Rabbeinu that he, Borei Olam, gonna ruin, gonna kill, destroy all of Am Yisrael and gonna rebuild Am Yisrael from the seed of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a test, it was a huge test to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu stand in that test. And he said to Borei Olam, if you're taking them, take me first. And he dropped it. And in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah and kept Am Yisrael all alive. And also, Bnei Rechavia, the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, achieved what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to them. They become to be a huge, huge public. They become to be 600,000 people. Also the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he achieved them both. When Korach was standing in the same test, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Korach an opportunity, like that there is the Kohen Gadol. He wanted Korach to become to be a Levi Gadol. And Korach, he wanted that. So he failed. And he lost everything. And he lost. So all of us, all of the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering to us things that we have to reject. All of the time. Options to success, those are things that you have to reject. All of the time you need to ask for the success of Hashem Yitbarach. Not your own success. Not your own success. And then when you're going to succeed, spiritually, also physically, you're going to succeed. Also in the world, you're going to have all of the physical success that we promised to you before. So always when we see Mashiach can come, Mashiach can come, the question is if you leave Am Yisrael behind and you go with Mashiach, alright, yes, we want Mashiach, we want Mashiach, and you forgot those millions that are still stuck behind, that Mashiach cannot bring them, that they cannot jump up on that train. They don't have that ability. They don't want that train. They cannot stand the light of Kedusha. So when you're inviting Mashiach and you say, yes, we want Mashiach, we want Mashiach. Of course that this is, that Shita is only according to that opinion, what that we accepted from our rabbi, from our rabbis, that saying that Mashiach, when you're going to come, a lot of people are going to be rejected. If there are certain groups that they believe that when Mashiach is going to come, he's going to heal everyone, going to help everyone, according to their Shita, it's good that Mashiach is going to come. So we're not coming to say Chas Shalom that there is a Shita that is wrong. Just by what that we received from our rabbis, that when Mashiach is going to come, a lot of people are going to be rejected. We want those people to do tshuva. We want those thousands and millions of people to do tshuva first. And we don't sure about ourselves at all, where we're holding. If you cannot do tshuva anymore in the days of Mashiach, and we know we haven't completed our tshuva, so we need to be very happy. Rav Shalom said that after that he was first time in Uman, but he wasn't in Uman Rosh Hashanah first time. So he said in one of his Yidbodeduyot, Ribono Shel Olam, I do want Mashiach to come, but please, if I may ask, that he will come after Rosh Hashanah. Because I want to go to Uman Rosh Hashanah first, to have it, and only then that Mashiach will come. I don't want Mashiach to come without me being in Uman Rosh Hashanah, once in my life. So from that, we need to understand the importance of being in Uman Rosh Hashanah before. So we need to bring all of those millions of people to Uman Rosh Hashanah before. Like Rabbeinu said, that you will not have a place even to reach to the Tzion. People are going to stand in the market. 2 hours walk from there and cannot, I'm going to say Tikkun HaKlali from the mountain. Millions of people have to come to Uman. We have that job. And if you think that we don't have the ability to achieve it, so you're all wrong, mamash, totally wrong. You don't have faith in yourself. We need to believe in ourselves. And Rabbi Nathan is writing in Likutei Tefilot that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making miracles, moftim, with righteous people, it's not such a big deal. It's obvious that Hashem is going to be with the righteous people. But if you, Hashem, going to reveal your mercy on someone like me, on someone that is so far from Kedusha, then your greatness is going to be revealed. Then really we're going to see how great you are. That you, when you keep that Me'ashpot Yarim Evyon from the garbage, from the filth, you took someone that is so poor, now you made him to be kosher, you made him to be righteous, you made him also to learn Torah and to pray with heart, with an intention. This is going to be a real huge thing. A lot of respect to Hashem Yitbarach, a lot of honor. Like that it's written on Yitro, that only when Yitro made Giyur, then Yitiyakar Shema Dekut Shabarichu, then Hashem Yitbarach's name come to be so great and famous, and people Because to see someone like Yitro, that now he's doing tshuva, and he's also throwing all of his idols and all of his pleasures that he had before, and he's also choosing Hashem Yitbarach, now you can see Hashem. Now you can see the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem, he is really the king of the world. And we want that to happen. And we need to fight with Hashem Yitbarach for that. We need to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on those things. We have to force Hashem Yitbarach to bring Geula Berachamim. Geula Berachamim means that one hair of a Jew will not going to fall from his head, from sorrow. That no one going to suffer. That just that hafatzah, that distribution is going to grow in the world. That we're going to start making movies. That we're going to conquer the television and everything. That thousands and millions of books are going to go, and that everyone's going to write books, and everyone's going to make CDs and music and theater and everything, that we're going to conquer the media. That everything's going to come back to belong to Am Yisrael, to the Kedusha. That in Eretz Yisrael, only Jewish that are keeping Shabbos is going to live. Only people that are doing 1 hour is what they do is going to live in Jerusalem. This is what that we need to do. And we're going to do that. And we're going to do that. And you should believe in yourselves that your tefillot got power. Yesterday in Shabbos, I was praying something in my Itbodadut, and I asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, and I said, please, do it by the merit of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. This is what I said. I said, do it by the merit of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. And I took the book Likutei Moharan, I opened the Likutei Moharan, it's written over there, that man, this is how it started, that man, for him there is no difference between serving Hashem Yitbarach before that he passed away to after that he died. For that, this is what it's written of in the Likutei Moharan. There is a certain level that the person can reach, that he keep on serving Hashem Yitbarach exactly like that he was serving Hashem Yitbarach before that he died, even after his death. I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me that thing by the merit of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. I opened the Likutei Moharan and it's written that man is serving Hashem Yitbarach after that he passed away, exactly like that he was serving Hashem Yitbarach before. You can see how much power you have. How much power you... Huge things! And all of those huge things are all for each and every one of us, for everyone in the world. Like I told you, today we have a green light. And if a person is stuck with news and with television and with radio and he always... So for sure he's going to fall to anxieties and to fears, and he's going to see lackings and intifada, war. It's nonsense. Really, there is nothing. Really, Hashem is saving and guarding and watching all over us, and nothing can happen to no one. Nothing can happen to no one. If Hashem Yitbarach is with you, nothing can happen to you. Rav Shalom told me on Friday that people that are going to go with prayers, they're going to succeed. And he told me, I'm afraid on the ones that are not strengthening themselves in tefillot. On them I'm afraid, what's going to be with them? But the ones that are praying and taking themselves to the fields, I don't have no fear on them, Rav Shalom told me this Friday. Because sometimes you're standing in front of a wall, really, like David HaMelech. Standing alone, all of the nations are surrounding him, and even from Am Yisrael inside, people are fighting with him. And who? The king, the prince of Am Yisrael, the king of Am Yisrael, and all of the ministers, and all of everyone chasing after him. And he needs to fight, and he doesn't want even to hurt them. He even punished them, the fact that he cut the coat of Shaul HaMelech. Means people that he doesn't want even to hurt them, he's not allowed to hurt them, are chasing after him to kill him. He cannot even fight back. He just has to run to Hashem. This is the way. This is the way. Because Elokim yevakesh et hanirdaf, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to look for the one that people are chasing after him to protect him. And if you're going to check all of the righteous people, you're going to see each and every one of them was suffering so hard, been chased so much, was in horrible exile for years and years and years, every one of them. But because that they haven't surrendered, because that they haven't stopped yearning and crying and hoping for Hashem Yitzbarach, they become to be David HaMelech and Yosef HaTzadik and Avraham Avinu and Yaakov. And in the future, if you're going to see other righteous people, everyone are the same. Everyone are the same. In days of decrees, in days of hunger, in days of Holocaust, in days of death, in plagues, and horrible poverty, and they're screaming to Hashem Yitzbarach and giving up on everything and keep on sacrificing themselves and achieving amazing levels that you cannot understand which huge, enormous spiritual powers those people found. How they found them? One found it in Limud HaTorah, one found it in Tefillah, one found it when he was going to save prisoners to people that were captive, Shvuim. One when he was going and giving charity with everything that he had and took loans to save people and lives and redeemed them from goyim that was arresting them and holding them in prisons. Everyone achieved it in the point of his Avodat Hashem, and you're going to find it in your path of Avodat Hashem. And if today you feel, but what am I doing for Hashem Yitzbarach? So you're right. You're right. So do more. So do more. If you're able to learn 8 hours, so learn another hour in the middle of the night. And if you're able to make it with a dut of 2 or 3 hours, so do it twice. In the morning and in the evening. And if you're able to give 100 shekels for charity, I promise you that you can give 500. You're not going to feel it. The truth is that you're not going to feel it. You remember I told you that thing that I made with the neshamot, with the souls, with the charity, mm-hmm. that I dedicated the tzedakah for the benefit of those souls that are going to go and pray for me a certain thing. So, one of the students that listened to that shiur, he tested it. He said, "All right, I'm going to make a deal with the neshamot." And he promised those souls a certain amount of money for charity. And Baruch Hashem, he gave that charity already. And he said, if you're going to do something for me, I'm going to say yes, I'm going to say. He said that he wants to win the lottery. And he said, go pray on me that I'm going to win the lottery. And he didn't mention the amount of money that he wants to win in the lottery. That wise guy. And he won the lottery in that night. In 100 shekels. In that night. But if he would mention the amount, he would receive that amount. You need to believe in yourself. And if you do that, you can achieve what that you want. And if you're going to go and pray, so in the beginning you're going to see clouds. In the beginning you're going to have doubts. You're going to question about yourself. Yetzirah is going to fight with you. But if you're going to be stubborn to keep on hoping and keep on praying and keep on asking, you're going to be answered. And you're going to be answered big time. And even if you have doubts, so go with those doubts to the field. And go again to the field and open all of your doubts in front of Hashem and tell Ribono Shel Olam, I have doubts on it now and I don't know what to do and maybe I'm wrong and maybe it was wrong and maybe you don't want that and so, but please Ribono Shel Olam, let me understand what you do want from me, because I do understand that you want me to achieve those things and you do want me to succeed in life and to be happy and I think that this is my happiness, Ribono Shel Olam, so please clarify for me what should, and on and on and on. And if you will not gonna back off, finally, you're going to receive what that you ordered, and a lot more than that. And when I'm saying a lot more than that, I mean in a way that you cannot imagine. Because when the king, like we heard from Rabbi Baruch Mailus, when the king is signing that check, he cannot write a small amount. When Hashem is saving you, you have to write a wonderful number with a lot of zeros. Have to, because it's the king. Means that when Hashem is going to save you, you're going to recognize that that salvation was from Hashem Yitzbarach. No one's going to be able to argue. When I bought my house, my parents looked at me like crazy. My brother, I have a brother that is a lawyer, that he's making tons of money every month, and you don't know how many years it took him to find the courage to go and to buy a house. And me, without parnasa, without having the money to sign the contract, without having money to pay the lawyer, I made it all based on a promise from Rav Shalom that our Father in Heaven, he's got a lot of money, don't worry. He told me, say to the ones that you plan to buy the house from them, that your Father, and he's pointing in Heaven, that your Father got, I say, chisachon, savings that's going to open in 6 months, and he's pointing on Heaven, and tell him that in 6 months you're going to pay the rest. $50,000 that I didn't have to purchase this house. All of the rest, of course, in mortgage, don't worry. But all of that I didn't have also. He told me, don't worry. I told him, Arav, what I'm going to tell my parents? He said, tell him that I said it's going to be okay. I told him, Arav, my parents are not stupid. They're going to ask me what it means, okay. That we're going to pay it or that he's going to pay it. So I said, tell him that I will pay, don't worry.
Oh, wow.
He didn't. He just prayed on me. And I received the money from a different place. In the same day that he prayed on me, I received that money. I met him in the parking lot and I talked to him and he told him, oh, what's going on with the apartment, with the house? I told him, all great, just relax of those 50,000. He walked away from me. He didn't say it's going to be okay, nothing, just walked away. In that day, I came back to the house at 1:30. My mother let me know that I have that $50,000 for someone.
Wow.
In that day, the same day. So, you have a problem that you don't believe in miracles. That you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach can save you. And if you keep on praying, and this is the most amazing thing in the world, that you should pray that your salvation is going to come straight from Hashem Yitbarach. Not through people. Don't give Hashem advice how to save you. Don't tell him, Hashem, give me this and that I'm going to be answered like this, like that. Say to Hashem Yitbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, you control on everything. You can make miracles, Moftim, to change nature. Change nature for me. You're going to save me, Hashem. You, against all logic. I don't want to receive things from people, from human beings. Only from you, Hashem Yitbarach, I want my salvation. That I'm going to see that it's from you, that I won't have no doubts about it. Rav Shalom told us that one time he was in a horrible debt and he was doing it bodedut on his parnasa and he found a huge amount of money in the field. When he came to Rav Berland, to his rabbi, to tell him that story, Rav Berland told him that he found huge amounts of money in the field during it bodedut, more money than what that he needed. Just that you're going to know, he went with all of that money to the police station and declared on Hashavat Aveda that he found a loss and that if someone else is going to demand it, after 3 months he received it because no one asked for it.
Wow.
But think about the power that he had. Not to, on money, you don't need to make Hashavat Aveda. Cash, bills, you don't need to make Hashavat Aveda on that. But he did. When he went to tell that story to Arav Berland that he found that money, what Arav Berland told him, it's more giving more power than all of that story, what Arav Berland told him. If you would have faith, you would find that money in your pocket. You wouldn't need to go to ask for money in the field. To waste your prayers, to waste hours on hours on prayers, on money in the fields. It's a waste of time. If you don't have confidence, you have to pray. Pray on confidence. Pray that you're going to see that Hashem Yitbarach is saving you, that Hashem Yitbarach is going to give you money. Hashem is giving parnasa to everyone. So why he cannot give it to you? There is something that you need to complete. There is something that you need to achieve. And it's parnasa, and it's shiduchim, and it's to complete your tshuva, and it's to have a complete faith, and to drop all lusts and desires on everything. You need to buy the merit. You need to pray on the merit. You don't need to pray on the money. You don't need to pray on the wife. You don't need to pray on the house. It's a kfirah even to pray on the house. To pray on the money, to pray on the wife. You need to pray to complete the will of Hashem Yitbarach, what Hashem wants you to achieve. To complete your tshuva. When I'm going to complete my vessel, going to rebuild myself back, I'm going to contain the shefa. The shefa is already here. You cannot imagine to yourself that your lackings are because of Hashem. you always need to feel a certain guilt that I need to, there is no yisurim b'li avon. If I'm suffering, there is something that Hashem wants for me. What is that thing? How I reject my salvation. How I am pushing away my salvation, my happiness, my joy, my satisfaction from Avodat Hashem, my pleasure from Limud HaTorah. In what, Ribono Shel Olam? Open my eyes, open my heart to feel, to understand, what am I doing so wrong? And then you're going to find it. If you're going to pray on it, you're going to find it. If you're going to be brave enough to keep on praying on it, not only that you're going to find it, you're also going to solve it. You're going to solve it, you're going to fix it. You're going to fix it, and then you're going to have enough light inside of yourself to go and to help others. And then by the merit of the effort that you put in your Avodat Hashem, suddenly you open the path for thousands on thousands of people to walk in your footsteps. And what have you done? You just made tshuva. You just made tshuva. And by doing tshuva, you open the path for thousands of people to do tshuva with you. And every one of us, we're so powerful. You don't know. You don't know what to say. We are so powerful, each and every one of us. And even if you don't know, you just need to believe. Even if you cannot see it, you need to believe in it and to go for it. To go for it. Just throw. You just throw. You're going to see that it's going to be inside. You're going to see that you made it. In the end, you're going to see. You just need to shoot and you're going to see that it's going to happen. How are you going to do that? In your tefillot. You want to buy a house? Buy a house with tefillot. Decide, I am praying until I'm going to have a house. This is it. I don't care what it looks like, how it looks like. One day you're going to buy that house. Maybe it's going to take you 1 year. Maybe it's going to take you even only 2 weeks. You don't know. You don't know where are you and where is the salvation. It can be under your nose. And you're not aware. You don't know. You don't know that you have an aunt in Switzerland. You don't know. You don't know that she remembers you. You don't know. You don't know. Hashem gonna make one for you. You don't know. Hashem can make one for you. There was a story, I think I told you that story. A woman that knocked on the house started to scream. You remember that? A woman came into an English speaker came, started to scream in a parking lot of a building. Where are that family and this and that family? No one knows that family. I came from the United States for that family. They invited me and no one knows what she wants, this crazy woman. And so one Mercy family took her in. And this is it. She's not going out. She took a room. She's sleeping, asking for orange juice in the morning. Why we don't have chicken for lunch? What's going on? Crazy! Crazy situation, and she's screaming and running the house. And for a few years, 2 years or 3 years, they couldn't take her out. And they're screaming, there's a fire in the building. She's not going out, nothing. One day they made something with a dog. They brought the dog inside the house. She was terrified. She ran out from the house because of that Amstaff dog. I don't know what they brought, a lion, into the house. And she ran out. Ran out and jumped into another apartment. Someone else heard the scream. And she ran into that house. And this is it. Moved all of her equipment, all of the luggage, everything into those poor family's house. For 3 years she was in that house. After 3 years, she passed away. She died in that house. After they made the burial, everything. After a few months, they're receiving a phone from a lawyer. That woman had buildings, streets in England. In America? In America. This is what I said then. In America. Huge millions and millions and millions of money, properties. Inherit everything to them, to that family that she was living. They didn't know. They cursed the day that she came into the house. They couldn't treat her nice. Nothing. They hated her. They hated that situation, and everyone would. He went to a rabbi to ask if he needs to share with the other family that was suffering also for a few years from her. He said, by the truth, no. It all belongs to you. But if you want, they don't know how much he received. He received over $30 million, some huge, crazy amounts. He said, tell him that you're splitting with him. Don't tell him how much you gain. Give him $3-4 million that he's going to be able to marry all of his children with dignity, with honor. And, Baruch Hashem, you've done something good, but you don't owe nothing. He gave something like his masrot to the other family. They were so grateful, something crazy. And you don't know where the bounty, the shefa, are going to come into your hands. You don't know, maybe it's under your hands now. You don't know. you're going to replace tiles in your house and you're going to find the diamonds. You don't know, nothing, everything. Hashem is doing everything, so Hashem can do everything. Like I told you that I had that thought, maybe I should put more effort in this and that, Rav Shalom, and maybe in a few years it's going to help me to grow, to develop. Rav Shalom told me in my dream, maybe in 5 minutes you're going to receive it, maybe in 2 minutes, maybe now. But why? You give yourself those thoughts that to achieve things you need to work hard. Like, it's all emunot kozbiot. It's all what that we've been taught when we were children. That for parnasah you need to work hard. Why? Hashem is here. There is no nature. Hashem is beyond nature. When Mashiach is going to come, all of the world is going to be led by miracles. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the supervision. All by miracles. Means you're going to feel that you need to eat, you're going to pray, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me eat, and suddenly you're going to have food, someone's going to enter, or you're going to find a plate. Crazy! Life based on miracles. Everything. Parnasah, Ribbono Shel Olam, you have the money, diamonds, everything is in the streets. This is how it's going to be when Mashiach is going to be here. But what's going to be the difference? Only one thing going to be different. The faith. Means that if you're going to have faith today, the wisdom is going to be changed. But if you're going to have that wisdom today, like Rabbi Nathan said, my Mashiach already came. You can live in the days of Mashiach today. There are people that are righteous people, they live like that today, live life based on miracles. And they know, if I have a lacking, I just need to go and pray on it. This is it. And this is the effort that they're putting in life. In tefillot. You see, you have lackings. Alright, tshuva, checking. What can I fix? What should I do? You have 1 hour for that every day. You dedicate your hitbodedut for trial, for checking yourself. What can I fix for you, Hashem? What should I do more for you, Hashem? To complete myself, to fix myself, to do as much as I can. But from the ishtadlut side, what did I should do? And after that, all of the rest is in the hands of Hashem. And if you want to change things, you have to do it with the only way that you... that Hashem gave you. It's tefillot. To pray. And again and again, we need to understand, the Torah is not books of stories. It's coming to teach you on the reality, on life, on the way that Hashem Yitbarach is leading Am Yisrael, guiding Am Yisrael. If you're going to go in the footsteps of the Holy Fathers, of the Holy Righteous people through all of the generations, you're going to be answered like them. Like other righteous people that we heard and that you saw in books of righteousness, you hear stories on righteous people that you see, huge people that was making miracles, moftim, in all of the generations, achieved levels, that things that we cannot even see on Abraham Avinu, that we cannot see on Yitzchak, on Yaakov, you hear. And it does not only Hasidim that you're going to say stories of Baal Shem Tov and his students. No, not at all. Huge tzaddikim through all of the generations, from all of the groups of Am Yisrael, all of the Edot, everyone, the holy people of Am Yisrael, achieving the heights. So what's the difference between you and them? Only your faith. Only how that you hold yourself. If you realize that you want to join yourself to them, that you are part of them, that this is it, from now on, you attach yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, more and more and more. This is what it's going to be. This is exactly what it's going to be. This is exactly what it's going to be. Hashem will not going to stop you from succeeding. Hashem is going to stop you from succeeding. Yetzirah putting fears. And lack of confidence, and then you don't know, when you have doubts, you see that Hashem is saving you. You see that. You see that you're being answered, and now you have doubts. So you should drop those doubts. You should fight with those doubts. Because you already saw the salvation that it came from Hashem. If you see that Hashem is opening for you something, you have to keep on counting on Him, even though that now, after that you started to be saved, now you have those doubts. Of course you're going to have those doubts. Because the Yetzer HaRa doesn't want you to achieve, to complete what that you asked for. Because if you're going to be answered now until the end, you're going to have so much confidence to pray on other things that finally nothing going to be able to stop you. And Yetzirah, he knows it. He knows it. This is why he wants you to stop in the beginning already. In the first save, the salvation. And like I told you, that the main thing is Parnassah. That the Yetzirah is testing the person. He's got an ability to stop the Parnassah for a certain time. But if you're going to be stubborn, even the Yetzirah cannot stop the Parnassah from you forever. He cannot. He doesn't have that permission, that ability. He cannot. He just can bring more difficulties, a little bit more difficulties, more difficulties. But if you will not gonna surrender, in the end you're gonna be answered. And when you're gonna be answered with prayers, it's gonna build your confidence so much that you're gonna start praying on Am Yisrael. That you're gonna start praying on Am Yisrael. And then you're gonna start save Am Yisrael. And then when you see thousands of people doing tshuva, and you see people are waking up and families and they're all coming to Jerusalem and all making tshuva and it bodeh duyot and going, and that person is saying, I made 6 hours, and that one is saying, I made another six and another one, and today I've done that, and they're going to Uman and they're coming back, and he's going to the mikveh, and they're all going to the fields, and they're going to Tzfat and to Meron and to Rashbi, and they're going to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes and on, and Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. Hey, where are you? I finished 6 hours in Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. Oh, nice. Baruch Hashem. And suddenly you realize another one woke up, another one woke up, another one woke up, another one woke up. It means that you're achieving things. And if you're achieving things, it means you just need to strengthen yourself more and more and more. And the fact that they don't believe in themselves, it's only for one reason. That they don't believe in themselves. So what you can do, just to strengthen, to pray more, to believe in themselves more. Hashem is here. Hashem was here. Hashem will always be here. And going to provide you everything that you need. Everything that you need. Just believe in yourself to go to pray and to go and to pray. And not to back off. Because of no reason. Because of no laziness and sadness and fear. Nothing exists except of Hashem's being. Just only that Hashem is here and that you can achieve it all. The only thing that can stop you is yourself. Lack of faith in yourself. That you cannot understand how can it be that really she's going to be healthy? Really I'm going to have all my parnassah? Really I'm going to succeed? Really I'm going to buy a house? Yes. For Hashem it's easy. Hashem created the world. Created the world. So now to keep it working, it's going to be hard for him. He built all of those houses. Now to give you one, it's hard, so hard for him. Created so many women to find your wife, it's going to be hard for him. Supplying millions, billions of money to people, to goyim, to everyone. To give you your 10,000 shekels a month, it's going to be so hard for him. 20? How much do you need? So hard for Hashem Yitbarach. No hard at all. Where it's hard? In your confidence. So where you need to put your powers? On believing yourself. To go to the field and to fight with yourself, to convince yourself there is God in heaven. There is. I can be religious for years and not to believe, but I want to be a believer. There is God that is almighty, that He can do whatever He wants. He's got all of the powers, all of them. He can change the world if He wants. There is no nature in the world at all. No, not exist. Nature is not exist. There is only Hashem. When you pray like that, suddenly your hands are in the air and you can feel Hashem's presence in your bodeh duyot, and you feel that Hashem is with you, and you have a different spirit inside of you, and you can achieve more things, you have more confidence, and your prayers also going to be answered stronger, because it all depends on how much faith you have, how much confidence you have. If you pray on something, you're going to achieve it. So the main thing to pray on, it's to believe in the power of tefillah. To believe in yourself that you can also achieve things in prayers. That Hashem loves you. Thank you very much.